Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Cody, there's so much news to talk about here, Cody.
I know. There's always some shit to talk about in this crazy-ass fucking world we live in. Always.
I think we've, you know, it's funny because coming from two dudes that talk for a side venture slash hobby here, this is the one show where you're hear people just say, people just need to know when to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You know, JB, I mean, I agree with you 100% on that one, because a lot of people just be out there running their fucking mouths and shit about shit they don't even know what they're talking about.
No.
And just like you, sometimes I keep it to myself. Usually I do. But there's like every so often in an instance where I'm just like, I belt it out loud. You know, I think out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, shut the fuck up. Because sometimes, when in doubt, well, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up.
You know, it always comes to me when, especially when you get famous or even just any kind of infamy or whatever. You just need that, like, one person in your corner that just looks at you and go, like, Negro, please. If you don't shut the fuck up, like, come on. Like, just shut the fuck up.
You can insert like any beginning part, Negro, please, motherfucker, please.
Yeah, bitch, motherfucker, please, bitch,
but
please.
The main part, the main part is just shut the fuck up.
Just shut up.
That's it. All you gotta do.
And look, when we say it, even if it's to your mans or your ladies or whoever it may be, family or whatever, we mean you no harm as we say it.
We don't.
We saving you.
Exactly. We are doing you a favor. You may not realize it in an instant, but deep down inside, at the end of the day, we're doing you a big fucking favor. We're saving your ass, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, baby. I done said some crazy shit in my time, and Cody, you know, he just like, you got them friends or whatever, and Cody's saying, you just like, they laugh, like, oh man, you crazy. No, that's one of those moments where you gotta say, JB, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Don't. Yeah, what's that Jonah Hill? No, nah, bro. I had a dude. I don't even know. Let me shut the fuck up. Cody already started laughing. So I was like, yeah, let me just shut the fuck up.
Sorry, no, some shit. When you start off with, man, I know a dude.
Man, he said some shit to me, and it was me and someone else. We just looked at him and was just like, and he just walked away and went like, that's too much. I just went like, I was like, Jonah, and then I just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man, I have a friend like that too. I'm just like, man, I ain't going to say his name on here, but.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Hey, Cody, shut the fuck up. Don't.
I haven't told him this before. Shut the fuck up. I did before. He probably like once or twice.
Yeah, we tell me and you tell each other that monthly now and here or whatever. Always some bullshit to tell. Mm-hmm. But you know, sometimes you just need that or whatever, because you know, you get them friends sometimes just look at you and laugh, and they and in my head you like, oh, they agree with me then. They laugh and shit or whatever. But you know, you get that one friend that literally tell you, shut the fuck up, and you're like, damn, that motherfucker was serious. Like what was his name from Boondocks or whatever? I think it was Thugnificent. And when he had that one moment of silence, when he was like, I start to think to myself, damn, what the hell did he do to them dudes to piss him off that badly? So Thugnificent, the great inspirational quote master himself there, Thugnificent, which is the only episode we actually talk about with Thugnificent, when they went back to his Terrebell, Georgia. Man, you
just look at the one scene on YouTube. You don't have to watch all this stuff.
I think he said, first of all, I don't even know if this is a real play. It probably is, knowing the Boondocks.
I hope it is. That shit was literally a black Arkham City.
That shit looked like 12 Years a Slave met Arkham City. I'll be honest, like it was just like it's not a good fit. Look, if I lived near that, I would never talk bad about Compton again. I'd be like, it could be fucking worse, dude. Like, you know, how the fuck do you even spell that? Tara Bell, Georgia. Oh my god, something popped up. Hold on. Oh my god, it really is a weird fucking place.
Oh, it is.
Tara Bell is got. Tara Bell Gardens is a small town.
I wonder if it's an accurate depiction of Boondocks. Is it like?
Wait a minute. I was reading the fucking Boondocks Wikipedia page. Oh, Because I started reading more of it, and it said, is the hometown of rapper Thug Nificent. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's a real dude?
Oh, my God. I was about to say, man. I'll be goddamn if that's a real fucking town.
Okay, well, there is a Tara Bell in California.
Mm. Is it spelled like that? Like
yeah,
Tara Bell?
Yeah, it's spelled just exactly the same
way. Oh, shit.
It says the population was 3,000. what does that mean?
Was. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It said it was 3,010 at 2010 census. It's down from 3,466 from at the 2000 census. So that shit dropped the population or whatever. I wonder what that means. Well, here it is. Look, there's a retirement community in Athens, Georgia. It's called Tara Bell Bridge. I wouldn't want to go to that bridge. I'll tell you right now. So, I guess it's somewhat real then, Cody. I mean,
I guess so.
It's just in California, not a. Thugnificent, rags to
bitches. The story of Thugnificent begins here in the projects of Tara Bell, Georgia, one of the poorest and toughest towns in the country.
Fuck, man, that dog is missing rib cages and all kind of shit. When Cody came to my neighborhood and saw that dead dog on the corner
oh my goodness, I forgot.
Hey Cody, at least that dog still had meat and skin on him and shit.
It's a form of a shape.
Yeah, this dog ain't got no shape. This dog fucked me.
It's formless.
Homicides, infant mortality, AIDS, what and everything dog? Else bad.
Yeah, you know, in Latin they say Tara Bell means beautiful earth. But in Georgia, Tara Bell means fucked up place to live.
In Latin, it means heavenly place on earth. But in Georgia, that shit means fucked up place to live. Oh, shit.
Tara Bell, yes, sir. That's our name for it. Now, this right here is where I grew up. I seen everything, man. Everything. I seen a nigga get killed right over there, you know? They beat him up, stomped him, shot the dude, stomped the nigga again, and then I seen him take a dump on the dude. I swear to God, man, they actually like shot a deuce on this nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? They shot on a nigga, man. I started thinking to myself, man. Right over here.
Oh my God.
Used to be. Yeah, they must not have liked that location much because they up and left.
So where's the new police station?
What? Nigga, they went to the whole police station after that. Pigs got the fuck up out of here. That's when they put this big ass fence up around the city.
Okay, first of all, people, you can't see this, but they stuck up a fucking electrified fence to keep these motherfuckers in the shit.
Oh my God.
I mean, I hate to say this in the wake of the Kanye Kyrie shit or whatever, but it's literally a concentration camp.
Like, literally. That's what it is, yeah, unfortunately. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
They stuck up a fucking barbed wire fence, people, with fucking, if you touch it, your ass get electrocuted or whatever shit. Like, and the fucked up part about it is if you look outside this fence, Cody, you see a nice town right down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Boondocks were genius at shit like this.
Growing up in a place like this.
It was hard, you know? A lot of people don't know that places like this even exist in America. You know what I'm talking about? They don't know how dirty the South really gets.
What the fuck?
That's a damn shame. That's real shit. That nigga kids.
Yo, Boondocks really speaks to me. I said it all the time.
That's a damn shame.
That's a damn shame.
It was some naked kids that just ran by. They were skinny as shit. They looked like they ain't 8 days or whatever, and they just ran right by the camera and shit, and he just went, that's a damn shame.
The truth between food and food. Man, wow, that's literally life right there. That's damn shame.
This motherfucker said, oh, dude, now an old dude just walked up with a burger in his hand, butt-ass naked dick hanging out. And he, Thugnificent said, in this neighborhood, you got to choose between food or clothing. Damn. I never had that bad now, Cody. I don't know about you. Mm-hmm.
For themselves. It's real out here, nigga.
I think that should be the life lesson of today's episode. It's real out here.
I think so. I think that might be the title of the episode.
Actually, that's a good episode. It's real out here.
Yeah, it's real out here.
I'll drop the. I won't use the N word on that. It's real out here.
No lies detected.
It's that real must out have here. Been the. I don't think I've ever seen that version. That was like the heavily uncensored version. That dude just walked right, but that old dude just walked right butt ass naked with his dick out and shit. He had a little bush beard down there too. But you needed some manscape down there. But we'll talk about them next week if they get back.
Which they will if they know any better.
Damn. So I gotta use that. Whatever. Cody gonna be like, yeah, out here in Culver City, they call this a beautiful place to live. Whatever. But here, if you're a Culver City native, we call this fucked up place to live, you know, so heavenly place on earth. God. Wow. Anyway, so got a lot to talk about. Got some reviews to do out here in this world, a little talk through or something like that. I guess the first thing I should go ahead and get over with is Gotham Knights. Get that out of the way.
Yes, please do. Please bring us up to speed on Gotham Knights, which has been met with a very mixed reaction.
I haven't
mixed listened. Mostly negative, I would say.
Okay. I haven't listened to any reviews or whatever or watched a playthrough or nothing like that, but from the ratings I've been seeing, I'm looking like between out of a 5, I'm looking like 3.2 or 2.5-ish area. Am I in the right range of that, Cody?
Sounds about right.
Okay. So I guess there's a lot of negative / some positive or whatever. And I think the one thing I thought about, was it yesterday or Friday when I played? It kind of reminds me of Arkham Knight. Now, I know nobody wants to hear this, where, you know, because people love Arkham Knight, whatever, but me and Cody really don't fucking like
it. Yeah, that's actually my least favorite of the Arkham games.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even actually remember what I liked
about it. It's fun to play, minus the, let's say, Batmobile section. But other than that, story-wise, that's a no for me, dog.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, I was trying to remember what I liked about Arkham Knight, and I was just like, I guess you could just play as Batman. Like, but that was just like, I mean, I can go back and play Arkham City then, if that's fucking gazing in. I mean, I remember not liking that story a lot, neither, to be honest. So, but so far in the story of this game, I did see the ending of it.
I saw it too. Saw it as well. It's interesting. I'll say that. I guess we can spoil it. Fuck it.
Batman comes back to life. Like we.
Batman comes back to life, and then the motherfucker dies again.
I gotta tell you, that's some balls. when I first saw that, I just went like, hold on, let me rewind that back because I saw it on Twitter, and I just rewinded it back, and I just said. Damn, they brought this motherfucker back and killed his ass again.
Yeah,
I mean, I kind of want to give credit to that, to be honest. I'm just like, they kept his ass dead then. He ain't coming back no more. So, I mean, a part of me wants to give credit to that, but the other part of me is like, what was the fucking point of that then or whatever? So far, the story, I'm enjoying. The gameplay at the beginning, I was enjoying. But it is kind of getting a little boring, per se, in the game.
Is it repetitive?
Yeah, it feels very repetitive. I mean, I guess the plus side of the repetitiveness is, like, at least you get to upgrade and change weapons and shit like that. I mean, that's fun with any game, whatever, but, like, realistically, it all ends up in the same route. There are some stupid-ass mechanics in this game, and some shit that they just enter, and it's just like, okay, to unlock... I think this one is just fucking weird as shit or whatever. To unlock checkpoints and shit like that, which you can't do until, like... God, how far did I get into the game? Maybe like 36% of the game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't unlock checkpoints to fast travel places until you get to like 36% or something like that. And not only that, it's the stupidest thing ever, too. You just have to scan these drones. You got to scan
drones.
And you got to wait till they land, too, Cody.
Yeah, you see,
that's just fucking stupid. I don't want to sit here for 2 minutes waiting for a fucking drone to land.
That sounds like those, man, you remember the OG Assassin's Creed? Those missions where you had to like follow somebody through like the crowd and shit. I fucking hated those.
You know what? That game, Assassin's Creed, that shit made me hate all chase games. Anytime I have to chase someone now, I just go like, fuck, man. I think you even do that. There's actually a mission in Gotham Knights where you got to chase somebody on the bat cycle. And I just went like, and I just said, can I just skip this? But I fucking hate this. I can't stand that shit. I hate it in every game. I think Assassin's Creed is the reason why.
And then escort missions. We got to like have somebody with you. You got to like go through all these obstacles and shit. Because usually those escort missions, man, I forgot which game it was, man. I think it was an Ubisoft game. I forgot which one it was, though.
Probably Assassin's Creed.
But the AI was just dumb as fuck. And that made that shit a chore.
Probably was fucking Assassin's Creed.
It probably was. It might have been Assassin's Creed. But man, I couldn't stand that shit. That shit was awful.
I hate escort missions, chase scenes, or like, oh, you too close to him or something like that. And then you got to do some complicated hop over a roof shit or something like that. And just like, this motherfucker wearing a white hoodie or whatever with blades wrapped around him. If you can't see that this dude's a fucking enemy, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you then or whatever. I don't give a damn who he blends in, whether it's Mother Teresa herself or whatever. The bitch is old as shit just like this motherfucker, okay? So, like, whatever. Anyway, then there's another mechanic in here. This one baffled the fuck out of me the most. I think I told you, like, Batgirl is, like, the one that plays, like, Batman the most.
Right.
As far as like she glides around the city and stuff. Okay, in order to unlock these, you have to complete 10 missions and do a training montage and to unlock like their special get around the city type thing. So like Batgirl, she uses her cape to glide around like Batman. Nightwing has like this fucking, I don't know what this fucking thing is. I've never seen this. Must be some new 52 shit or something like that, whatever. But he's got like this thing he hangs on and he just glides him around town. I just look at that thing and just like, you know, if someone wanted to put a bullet in your ass or whatever, it's like from a very far away, whatever and shit. You know, I see why they don't introduce a Deadshot into these games, whatever, because shit, this motherfucker just wide open, just dangling. Dangling around. It looks fucking ridiculous. I gotta tell you, dude. You know, I'm playing as Nightwing and Batgirl the most because I really like Nightwing and Batgirl in general, whatever. And I'm just looking at him, just going like, yeah, I think I'm just gonna switch, dude. I don't think this is a no for me, dog, or whatever. You look stupid. And there's actually people in the city now where crime is breaking out who just won't snipe your ass at this point. Robin, he does like this teleportation. I don't know when the fuck Tim Drake could do this. This must be some old dude 52 shit or whatever. This motherfucker can teleport, Cody. Like, he goes invisible, shoots up in one place, and goes to another one and shit. I was just looking at that going, like, this motherfucker's Nightcrawler now? Like, okay. And Red Hood, apparently he got Lazarus Pit powers. Motherfucker can. He can basically do what Miss Marvel does in the Disney Plus show or whatever. He can create, like, fucking. Hollow, I don't know, see, Lazarus Pit little stands he could walk on and just travel through. And I'm just like, when the fuck could any of these people do any of this? So, right. But you know, that didn't bother me as much as more the mechanic of like, I got to complete 10 missions and a training montage to fucking unlock these abilities. This is stupid. God. Yeah. And you got to do it for each one too.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things I did not also don't enjoy about like, even some of the previous Arkham games, like Arkham City and all that, like you had to unlock certain moves, which really doesn't make sense.
No.
It's like, what, did Batman just learn that move that night or something? You see what I'm saying? Like, wait.
They would do that with his weapon kit, too, whatever.
Yeah, like, wait, what am I going to... I get it's a video game. I think there's got to be a better way to organically introduce that, because I get, you know, gaining progress and all that, but I think there has to be some sort of way to make it feel more organic, make it feel, I guess, more lively, and you feel more realistic, I guess, because it's just, when you think about it, it's fucking stupid. Batman already knows all this shit.
Wouldn't it just be better if Lucius Fox said, oh, I finally got that working for you now, whatever, so you can go ahead and use this. I know it's lazy, probably lazy as shit to say or whatever, but it's just like,
yeah.
It makes much more fucking
like
sense.
The moves, though. Like, you the know, gadgets and shit, I kind of understand, but like,
drop kicks.
Combat moves and all that, I'm like, wait.
What the fuck just learned? He just learned a silent takedown.
Yes. I can take, wait. So you mean to tell me he just now learned how to take down two people at the same time? I couldn't do that shit earlier.
Yeah. I mean, or like his cape glide takedown or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
whatever. Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. This dude's been gliding around the city for how fucking long, whatever and shit, you know?
Oh, what's another thing? I fucking hated them goddamn little AR missions. We had to
get the
glide shit. What? Why am I?
They introduced those in the here too, whatever. I ignore them like crazy. I don't
know. I'm not a game designer. Like, I don't know like the perfect way to do that. I get you have to have some sort of like progression system. Feel like you're earning. I get that, but there's gotta be a way to make it not feel as stupid, not feel as insulting.
Another thing too is of this game too. It all, speaking of repetitive, what you said, it all looks repetitive. The city itself, like, it's funny because there's actually people in the city, but yet it looks so in the background, not part of the game, not a live system or anything like that. It looks, every time I drive through a neighborhood, it looks the fucking same, dude. I just like, or I'm gliding, I just like, I can't tell this part of Gotham to this part, to be honest. It all looks the same. It's all, even though there's people in the streets now, whatever. They all look generic as fuck to me or whatever. I mean, at least some of them will get the talking. They'll be like, oh, is that Nightwing? Ooh, I good luck out there, Nightwing. Or be like, you a phony Nightwing. You know, I wish people would actually throw apples and shit at you. Like that Spider-Man movie, whatever. Just, like, just start throwing shit at them. Like, yeah, that actually would be funny or whatever, to be honest. So yeah, that part is... Oh, and there's another thing I hate in this fucking game too. And I think Assassin's Creed is another reason for this shit too. These goddamn puzzles. These Night of Owl puzzles. Okay, I understand that they're a secret society that's been around forever and shit like that. But you mean to fucking tell me they've been doing these goddamn puzzles every time they want to enter in one of their hideouts? They don't have a fucking card key just to get in the goddamn building and shit. I gotta complete, like, these fucking ancient history puzzles and shit like that. I'm just like, bitch, I'm just trying to play a game here. I ain't trying to do none of this shit. I don't care about these Night of... Matter of fact, it's funny because I'm interested in this Night of Owls story or whatever, but these puzzles make me give so less of a fuck about them that I don't even want to do the story.
You know, the only game where I really enjoyed the puzzles was the Resident Evil series, the first two in particular.
Yeah.
Because it made it seem like some old underground... compound with Resident Evil 2 at least, and the mansion. It kind of makes sense, you know, some ancient shit, you know, old school shit. But like, anything after that, or no, you know, Tomb Raider 2. Tomb Raider makes sense. Tomb Raider makes sense, and Charlie, things like that. But shit like Batman and all that. Well, I guess the Riddler puzzle it kind of makes sense. Too fucking many of them. But yeah. Everything else, I'm like, okay, I'm not jiving with this.
The Assassin's Creed one also makes sense too. I just didn't like
it. Does.
But especially Assassin's Creed 1 too, I'll even tell you, like, if you really want to know the story or whatever, then you should do the puzzles. I think it's more of a sense you don't have to do them.
I think the best Assassin's Creed utilized that those puzzles was probably Origins. I think that's when it made the most sense.
Yeah, I love the Origins. Origins is actually one of the better games.
I think it's actually one of the behind 2, actually. Now that I think about it,
I actually think I might even like it more than 2 a little bit.
I wouldn't blame you. Yeah, I like Origins a lot.
Maybe it's just because because I played the Ezio collection because they re-released it or whatever and shit and stuff. And I loved it. I mean, the Ezio collection is fucking amazing, whatever. I think Origins is literally the next best one after that or before it, or whichever you place it and stuff. The rest of them are kind of fucking pointless, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're really a fucking pointless or whatever. And I know people asking, are you going to pre-order that? And first of all, I don't fucking pre-order shit, okay? Second of all, I ain't playing that fucking game, okay? I'm done. All right, Assassin's Creed's over. I told you, unless we go back to Egypt as Bayek or another place with Bayek, or we finally go to Japan, I ain't playing no more fucking Assassin's Creed game. I ain't spending $70 on it. So to get into Gotham Knights more or whatever, would I pay $70 for the game? Fuck no. But if it was like on a Black Friday sale, then I would probably go back and play it because I think there is some fun stuff in there. I mean, obviously you get to play as other characters besides Batman and the Bat Family. That's fun. It is fun sometimes traveling around the city. I think the story itself is actually fun too, with the whole Court of Owls. That's cool. It's just, there's a lot of shit in there. It's just like a lot of meat and grinding or whatever and repetitive shit. You're just like, yeah, I really don't want to do this. And it's kind of making it not fun per se. So, but I think that I think it's like right now 50-50. We'll see once I get towards the end.
So it sounds like I'll wait for a Game Pass or a PlayStation Premium.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right now where it's at. I would not pay full price for this game at all. Like, this is like this is something you find like, what, 2 years from now? That's like $19.99. They got the Game of the Year edition or some shit like that or whatever, which I guess or whatever. But like, yeah. Oh, and Red Hood, I played as him to get the 10 missions done. That dude fucking sucks, okay? Like, it fucking, I don't know who built his
mechanic. Yeah, I think every reviewer is in agreement with you, and for what I've seen too, it's like, yeah, Red Hood is probably the most boring motherfucker to play as.
And the fun part about it is he probably has the most interesting story, because it actually does tie in with the main story as far as like using the Lazarus
to
bring Batman and stuff like that. So he's probably got some cool shit in there. I just can't fucking play with him. The dude moves so goddamn slow. It's just like, I can't do shit with this dude. Like, constantly, even when you dodge, Cody, you constantly, when you're fighting multiple people, you get hit by it. I am constantly restoring his health. Like, so much, whatever, and shit. And it's just like, yeah, you're not the best character to play around with. You're not agile. Mm-hmm. You're not really moving as much, or whatever, and shit, you know? So it's like, it's kind of the whole point when you're part of the Bat family. You kind of need to be a little agile and get around faster than that, or whatever. And it's just like, you just can't stand there like a fucking meathead taking hits, or whatever, you know? So I found him annoying as fuck. So, yeah. So that's the early edition of the Gotham Knights game, whatever. Honestly, I haven't played in 4 days, and I feel like I really haven't missed anything.
Yeah. You might even go back at this point.
I got a Nintendo Switch now, like, Cody, so I might jump on some Pokemon now.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. God of War is out right now too.
God of War is out too. Yeah, so, makes sense. I got to tell you, it's been, what was it, $70 on the game. That was probably the first $70 I spent on a game, Cody. So that kind of hurt my soul a little bit.
Cool. A little mini review for Gotham Knights. Okay, well, since we're doing little mini reviews, you mind if I give you a little mini review, a little something?
Oh, did you play something too? Something.
No, that's something else.
Oh, okay, sure.
A little movie came out. You heard of it, called Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Little indie film.
Yeah, this is a little indie film, something like in Africa, right? Yeah, some Ugandan made it, right?
I caught it Thursday night after work, actually, and I gotta say, man, I really enjoyed going back to the old movie spoilers days. I actually really, really enjoyed it. I had a great time with it.
You cry?
Yes, it's great. Yeah, actually, I did not cry.
You a heartless fuck, dude. Yeah,
I know one of the people I haven't seen. I won't spoil shit. I won't do that. But yeah, there was a little moment where I was worried. I was like, because the beginning is fantastic. Way opens up. Great. But then they introduce Riri Williams, Ironheart. And then there's this part in Boston, MIT. I got a little worried. I was like, I'm not liking this at all now. But
a little too realistic to be young.
Yeah, but they, luckily enough, they pick it up almost immediately, because they end that sequence on it. Like, it's like there's like this bridge fight with Okoye and one of the Talaklans. I think his name is Tuma. Yeah, that's a badass fight. And then from there, they just keep the consistency. So there's like a little point where I was worried. Like, oh, shit, here we go. But no, man, I thought they stuck the landing well. I thought Namor, great addition to the MCU. I like that actor. He was on Narcos Mexico. Great actor. I love what they did with Namor. There's a beautiful fucking sequence where they introduced Talaklan. They're playing a song, Con La Brisa. Fucking beautiful. Love that goddamn song. I've been banging that shit in the car this entire goddamn weekend. Love that fucking song.
I heard it was I haven't listened to the full album yet, but I heard the soundtrack is I only listened to like half of the soundtrack.
Is fire.
Dude, so far it's been good, but I hear it's like one of the
actual
hear it's one of the best superhero soundtracks. It's like fucking great.
The actual score itself too is fucking amazing. Like the new Black Panther thing, holy shit. I fucking love that, man. I fucking love that. Yeah, man, had a great time. I think it could have shaved a little bit of time off. I thought the parts of the ending fight were kind of, you know, typical Marvel shit. Whatever, it was entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, you know, typical Marvel shit. You know. But I thought they stuck in the landing well, and then there's a post credit sequence. So I thought, oh, that's pretty good. I like what they're doing here. What they introduce a certain character. Like, I like what they're doing. So yeah. I would say, going back to the movie spoilers, I would give it a see it. I would say yes, absolutely see Wakanda Forever.
Man,
I
had did a great he pass time away last year or was it 2 years ago?
That was 2020, 2 years ago.
2020, man. Mm-hmm. I just know that, like, Ryan Coogler, the director of that film, man, he went all out for old Chadwick, man. You could tell that whole cast though was really close to this dude or whatever and stuff. I mean, everything you hear about this dude, he was just such a fucking great dude or whatever and stuff. And mm-hmm. like, you know, his passing, it really did hit all of them hard or whatever and stuff. And it, from what people have been telling me, like yourself, whatever, people, they just like put their soul into the making that movie or whatever, as far as like making a tribute for him or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Ryan Coogler for that, whatever, man.
Yeah. I thought they handled it. I was a little worried about the whole T'Challa thing at first, because I was on that whole boat, like, yeah, recast him, just fucking recast him. Yeah, but the way they did in the movie, it makes a lot of sense, especially.
Well, it's funny because
and all that.
When he passed, we were the main ones saying just recast him, mm-hmm. whatever and stuff. And then everybody was shitting, saying you can't recast him, whatever. Now it's funny, like mm-hmm. a few months ago, everybody was saying, why didn't they just recast him, whatever? They're just like, man, y'all mm-hmm. so fucking fickle, or whatever. Right. And shit, you know, exactly. Y'all so fucking fickle. Like a year ago, y'all was the main ones leading that case, talking about like you can't recast him and shit. Now all of a sudden, fucking recast him, get the fuck out of here, whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. I said recast him, whatever. But like whatever decision they make, or whatever and shit, hey, that's the decision. I don't mm-hmm. really give a fuck at the end of the day, whatever. So, but it sounds like that they did a good job without recasting them. So,
yeah, I thought they the way they did, I thought they handled it well. I thought they did a really good job with the whole passing of T'Challa. Thought they got good job with it. And then the legend lives on.
Well, shit, actually, it was his death anniversary just passed too, if I'm not mistaken, whatever, for Chadwick. Mm-hmm. So, man, I ain't gonna lie, that dude was fucking great, man. He's entertaining as shit. I got some Jackie Robinson shit, whatever, for Brooklyn Dodgers stuff, whatever. And I was just a thing. I was like, man, that dude was a fucking great Jackie Robinson too, mm-hmm. as well. I'll tell you who's not doing well though, Cody, is Darvin Ham when it comes to your Lakers.
Oh, Jesus. Excuse me, my Lakers. Our Lakers.
I'm about to put my Golden State hat on right now and be like,
nah. We ain't doing that. Nah, motherfucker.
Nice, man. This team.
We all go down.
This team sucks.
You know what? I never thought I would say this in a million fucking years. This is the worst Lakers team I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All time.
Yeah, all time, too. You know, I didn't want to say that at first, like beginning of the season, but now mm-hmm. we didn't lost so many goddamn games, Cody, whatever, and we ain't just lost games. We've been getting dominated mm-hmm. in these games, whatever and shit. Like, we're losing by 20 fucking points or whatever and shit. This ain't no close game matchups and shit. We fucking suck, dude. We like the worst team mm-hmm. in the league, right? Cody, I can't remember the last time we was the worst. I mean, I remember when we were bad, trust me. I just mm-hmm. don't remember ever being the worst team in the league.
yeah, this is it's painful to watch.
Painful.
You know what? I probably should stop watching it because I think it's gonna turn me to like a full fledged alcoholic at this point.
Yeah.
Like I can control my alcoholism, but watching the Lakers, I'm like, oh shit. Well, maybe she can't.
I gotta ask you. It's funny because I have no problem when the Niners lose. I have no problem when the Dodgers or the Yankees mm-hmm. lose, which I'm favorite teams or whatever. I like the Kings and Blackhawks and hockey. I have no problem when they lose. I don't know what it is about when the Lakers lose. It just makes you not want to watch the fucking team that much. It's just like...
It makes me kind of sick. I'm not going to lie to you. It makes me angry, violent.
Mm.
And like I said, and a full-fledged alcoholic. So yeah, I think watching Lakers might actually kill me. So I should probably just stop, you know, because I don't want to die yet, you know? I think I still have shit to do. I don't know. Maybe it's fucking awful watching these fuckers play. Like,
yeah,
dude. Like, man, it makes me sick to my goddamn stomach, dude. I can't stand this shit.
You know what? I haven't even watched the last two games neither. I just watched the highlight section on Twitter and just looked at it and was just like, I guess I didn't miss much.
And it's funny, dude. Every time I make a post on Twitter, of the upcoming game. Literally everybody in replies has some sort of picture. Oh shit.
Man, I gotta tell you this right now too. The last game I watched, motherfuckers don't fear AD. This motherfucker comes into the paint, whatever and shit. The smallest dudes want to take him on now, whatever and shit. It's like, dude, you the biggest motherfucker on the whole court or whatever and shit. Establish your dominance on these motherfuckers. What happened to you? You used to be this dominant figure or whatever. And they're not afraid of him no more. Like, nobody would take shots at Giannis like this or Joel Embiid and shit like that and be thinking like, oh, I'm going to do this with ease and shit. They don't look at AD as a fucking threat no more or whatever and shit. So I don't want to hear all these other players talking about like, oh, man, he a top five player or whatever and shit. Y'all don't look at him that way when y'all play against him. Exactly. And he doesn't come out as player like one or whatever. LeBron, he's wasting his fucking final years. It's just a waste of fucking time. We've already seen this once with Kobe. I was just like, man. Even though
you it's even worse than that shit, man.
Yeah, it's way worse. It's way fucking worse, whatever, than that or whatever. It's
sad.
Because at the end of Kobe's year, it just literally became the Kobe show. We were just like, people was showing up to games, Cody, literally just to see Kobe hit 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It was like a fucking golden Globetrotter show. It was no, like... We wasn't expecting no one. And then this one ain't even that no more because now LeBron got a foot injury and shit. And it's just like, man, okay, first of all, ain't nothing worse than getting an injury. But ain't nothing worse getting an injury when you're the worst team in the league.
Yeah. This is
best player on the fucking team.
You remember that movie came out like 22 years ago, Requiem for a Dream?
Oh, yeah. I'm having a Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, you remember how sad and pathetic that fucking movie? It's a great movie, but it's like really fucking sad and depressing.
Depressing as shit.
Hard to watch.
Yeah.
This shit is worse than that. This shit is hard to watch in that fucking movie. I'd rather watch the movie 10 times over than this bullshit.
Shit, I'd rather watch Amistad 10 times.
I 12 Years a Slave, all that shit.
Yeah, Lincoln. Shit, I watched that. any goddamn thing.
This shit is fucking pathetic.
I don't even know what to say about it anymore. I don't even care, to be honest with you, at this point now. It's just like, it's another season lost. Whatever, positive news, if I can give some then or whatever. I mean, give a quick review. Man, we got so much media coming out, Cody. You did a movie. I did a video game and shit. Can I do some music real quick, whatever?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Out with a new album. It's a fucking GOAT. All right? This is a quick review, whatever, because I ain't got shit to say, but the GOAT did GOAT things, whatever, and shit. You know, this motherfucking Nas,
that's
man.
That's what GOATs do.
This dude, that's
what GOATs do. GOAT,
Kings is Eve, GOAT things. People. This motherfucker came out, and I still think I like King's Disease 2 more, but I've been playing King's Disease 3 since Thursday fucking night or whatever and shit all day, and almost every track on this motherfucker is a banger or whatever. And it's just, I don't even know what to lyrically say about this dude, but I was listening to Alicia Keys had posted something, and she was playing one of these tracks on here. It's called I'm on Fire. I just love those fucking mellow. He got that cigar music, Cody. You know, you just sitting on the porch, you're getting a cigar, you got a little dark drink in your hand, you just chilling, whatever. I love the mellow, low-tone music, Nas songs, whatever and shit. But this is one track on here, you got to call it I'm on Fire. I just love that Hit-Boy has like these, on this album, he has like these old jazz, 80s style beats and shit, whatever. And if you know, like...
It's beautiful.
And then the B kicks in.
Oh my god. This is
so fucking
good. Oh my god, this is so fucking refreshing, dude. Oh my so god, good. Actual hip hop. I'll be goddamned.
And now that code
still exists.
You can understand
it's alive!
The lyrics. You can understand the lyrics, Cody. You're just sitting there.
He's actually telling a fucking story.
He's talking
oh
about
my
his,
god.
He's talking about his progression in hip hop and in life itself, whatever and shit.
Oh
he's just like,
goodness.
It's so crazy because the dude raps.
Oh
like
my god. Thank Galactus for Nas. Thank you, Galactus.
Dude,
thank you.
Those first five tracks, shit, you could even go all the way up to this song, which is number 10 on here. That first five tracks, I was just like, fuck, that might be. He actually the first song on here. He says y'all. He got a line on there. He says y'all thought King KD1, KD2, and Magic was hitting, but this one better than all of them or whatever. And I was just like, dude, this is the first track, and I was just like, you already got me thinking it is better than all. Right? I was just like, man, this shit. I mean, he's got this one song on here. It's called Michael and Quincy, which is talking about Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson, or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. It is so fucking clean, dude. And the first track on here is called I even like this song too. It's called Get Light. Like later in the album and shit. Is that Respect to Women on a hip hop album? Wow.
Shit. Damn. All right.
Ooh, he said while the girl, the you know, in New York or even in Cali too, back in the day when the girls are double Dutch and he doubles his digits. I was like, oh shit. You hear that beat when it kicks in, Cody? Is it, ooh, that yes, KD, that KD3.
Yeah, that's what caught my attention. I was like, oh my god, this man. This fucking man.
This fucking duo, Jesus dude. Christ. This is like our generation, wow. Eric and Rakim right here. Like this Hit Boy and Nas, they need to.
Wow. I almost want to cry. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, and that,
holy shit.
And it's still only 30 seconds into the song. It ain't even started. The song ain't even really started yet, whatever. He's just hitting the horse or whatever.
Damn, man. Holy shit.
I love the hook on this track. Hold on. Hold on. Ooh, man. What I love about this album is a lot of the flow on here. It like has that old school, it has that orchestra jazz, Frank Sinatra type feeling, but it still has like that hip hop. Rugged, and especially because Hit Boy's a West Coast dude that still has like a lot of West Coast hip hop beats to it or whatever and stuff. I mean, it's
just fun. Man. Wow.
Dude, I had that track, that and I'm on Fire. I had that shit on repeat. And I was just like, oh, I need to listen to the rest of the album. Hold on.
Dude, Nas is that fucking dude, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He's that fucking dude.
Go, dude, go,
and if you disagree, then go fuck yourself.
Yeah, someone was trying to tell me at work, oh, the Kendrick Lamar album I thought was bad. I said, nigga, if you don't go fuck yourself, then yourself you don't get the fuck out of here with that shit, okay? Like,
damn.
This is the first track on here. It's called Ghetto Reporter. I was listening to it this morning, whatever, when I was working out, and I was just listening to it. I had to stop running. I had to stop midway on the treadmill, Cody. I had to listen to the lyrics.
Damn.
Even the opener to this track.
So naturally had to be nasty back at it. They all be KD1, KD2, or Magic was hard.
When I heard that line, I was just like, oh, he might not be lying, actually, because, you know, I'm still a KD2. I love KD2. But I've been playing this all so much now, I'm just like, yeah, he might be right. This actually probably does go harder than KD2 now. Yeah, really. The kids still say that, Cody, go harder than...
especially after his last couple albums, dude, especially given his longevity.
Yeah.
I think it is safe to say Nas is in fact the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah. I don't think there's no argument no more.
I know mm-hmm. he is the fucking GOAT.
Yeah.
He's fucking Nas.
I don't want to hear no argument on it. I was worried about this album coming out, Cody. I was just like, man, you had such a dude. Sometimes you got to call it a quits, whatever, and go right on to the sunset with the last two. I was like, they were just so fucking perfect or whatever. And it was just like, just ended on that. And then this came out, and I just said, no worries no more. I said, dude, you and Hit-Boy can make as many fucking albums as you want, whatever, at this point.
Wow. I'm speechless. I just heard little snippets. I am speechless.
Yeah, you got to listen to the album, Cody.
I'm gonna listen to that shit. Yeah, after this podcast,
the first four tracks, dude. It's just like, yeah, I'm not gonna argue with them. These tracks on here. There's one on here too. Man. He even takes a shot at Jay on here too. He says sometimes I laughably call Jay and be like that it's still on. You know, I'm just like, man. I was like, it ain't on no more. Now I was like, I don't know why you would even think that or whatever. It's track number three here. Got that old school 82, 84 vibe of fucking New York hip hop and shit. Not niggas I really met through music shit.
It'd be some real thugs I grew up with. Dude, it's literally, like he never left. I thought I'm in a time machine right now. That shit is crazy, dude. Hip hop is still fucking alive.
Man,
that's fucking insane.
This next track right here.
It still exists.
Michael and Quincy. Oh man, I love this fucking. Get your ears to be virginized. I love that fucking line. Because that sounds like some shit we should have came up with for this show or whatever, but we did whatever. But get your ears to be virginized. From the words of mine, just a word of advice, you can't murder Nas. All my niggas certified, we got certain ties. Streets was the office, we didn't need a certain tie. In my AMI, brother like the Virgin Niles. I ain't got no Jerry on, cause I'm made of ice. Element surprise, but with the passing of Christ. Portofino sitting high in the cliff. From a younger dude with a crew and we was working the shift. Lord. When the beat changes, it's like he switches his whole flow up with it too, whatever. I mean,
I don't think this dude is real.
No. I mean, this dude's a living life fucking hip-hop poet right here. I think that's the one compliment of him and Hit-Boy working together. Hit-Boy does these little certain switch tracks, whatever, and Nas' flow just, like, changes with it, too. It still sounds like the same voice, but it's just a completely different vibe, as you just heard in that track right there, whatever. He went off hard, and then the beat went to a melody, and he melodized with it or whatever, and it was just like... Oh man! Oh God! When I hear that, I just what you just said. I was like, "Oh, hip hop is still alive! Thank God! Oh, thank God!"
So still exists. just when I think it's officially dead, fucking Nas, man.
Oh,
fucking Nas!
That album is a fucking last drop for sure.
Wow! I just literally listened to these little snippets, bro, and I'm already just fucking like, what?
Dude, it was so hard to listen to the album because the first four tracks, I wanted to rewind right away back. I was like, no, I need to get through the whole album and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, no, I want to hear that track again or whatever. So good news if you live in the New York area too. Nas is doing a special concert in Madison Square Garden of all places too of all three King's Disease albums. Mm-hmm. He's doing a concert of all three albums or whatever. So... You in the New York area, man, you fucking lucky as hell to be getting that. Madison Square Garden, dude, Cody, of all places. The most famous arena in all of the world or whatever and shit. And he's knocking it out with that. Man, I'm jealous. I'm really jealous right there. So,
oh, man. Wow.
That's a last shit. Drop album.
All I gotta say is holy shit. I literally have no other words other than holy shit.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I'm very happy Kevin right now. Hip hop's still alive. Wow. Wow. All I gotta say, wow. That's it. Wow.
I don't listen to too many it's been a good year for hip hop as far as if you're an old school guy, because I got some Redman singles this year.
Old heads, as the kids call us.
Yeah. I got some Redman songs that came out this year. That dude's still hitting bars, as they say, Redman, whatever. Yep. Mm-hmm. Method Man came out with a new shit, whatever. I mean, now I guess I got a full blown new Nas with 17 tracks on the motherfucker too, Cody. Ooh, man, I'm a happy camper these days when it comes to the hip hop music. So,
wow.
Yeah. And if you in the New York area, you go to that fucking concert, Madison Square Garden, February. Yeah. That's a treat right there. I don't really do concerts too much no more, but I think I would go to that concert right there. Shit, because
I think I would too. I think I would too. Shit, I might actually look into that. Yeah, I was like,
man, you damn near getting a listening party, basically. He about to do all three Kings of the Disease album. You're getting a listening party. That sounds fucking dope as shit or whatever. And you know Nas sponsors Hennessy, so you're probably going to get some good Hennessy pours over there. He's a big fan of the Hennessy XO, which I've had, and it's pretty fucking good. So Hennessy XO, a Nas concert, and three Kings Disease albums, which has probably been some of his best work that he's done recently. So...
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. And you know he's probably going to either have an orchestra or an old school DJ there, like DJ Primo or some shit like that. So, I mean, fuck, you need to go to that show, people, if you live in that area. Okay, that's a damn good area. Cody, let's talk about some beer now. Oh, man.
Let's talk about some beer. Beer.
Then we get past the Laker bullshit and we turn into some positive. Nas and beer.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I need that. I like you talking about me down, man. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Talk about these fucking sorry ass losers again. Shit. Fuck. But back on the right track again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today, funny, I was talking about this beer last week. I was talking about it. I was like, I haven't had this one in a while. This used to be one of my
go to banquet ideas. Beer.
This is a seasonal beer. You got the banquet beer. A real beer drinker. Oh, yeah. So,
fuck that beer. Fucking banquet beer.
Banquet beer.
Fucking beer. Banquet beer. You gotta drink the banquet beer.
I'm serving that shit to me. I don't want to be anywhere near that fucking banquet. Fuck that.
Dude, what kind of banquet is that? Some redneck hillbilly banquet? I know you all prestigious.
Get the fuck out of here with your fucking master juice. Lock the fuck out of here with that shit. Anyway. I mentioned this last week. I was talking about this is one of these beers. I used to drink a lot of back in the day. I haven't had it in a long time. I was like, you know what? It'd be the perfect opportunity to revisit this particular craft beer and mention right here. So, today I'm sipping on a Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale.
Damn.
This is their Fresh Hop IPA. Seasonal. They always release it around winter time or late fall, early winter.
Have you ever done Sierra Nevada on the show?
This might be my first one. I think so.
I know we used to drink it a lot back in the old days or whatever
might be the first. Yeah, I think it's the first one. If I'm not mistaken, maybe some old, I don't know, but I think, yeah.
Man, when we did the movie shit, that was our go-to beer to Nevada. So
yeah, Torpedo and all that shit.
Yeah. That was like 2014-ish era.
Way back. That was way back. Yeah.
Probably last time I had a Sierra Nevada, actually.
Mm-hmm. What a fresh hop is, usually hot hops are like dried out and sort of mass produced, and they've added a certain addition to when they're boiling and fermenting the beer. Fresh hops is they just pull the hop off the vine.
Mm-hmm.
And what the difference that makes is you're going to get more of a brighter kind of like a floral citrusy kind of character. Mm-hmm. More different kind of type of aromas, things of that nature. And so it's going to bring out a different kind of beer than what you're used to. Give them a four piney kind of grassy kind of note there. And the reason it's seasonal because fresh hops, these at least, you're going to get them like a certain time of the year. So that's why it's a seasonal type of beer. And so, like I said, it's fresh.
and it's a different process and it's different costs to it. So I think it's as cheap to make a dry hop beer as opposed to a fresh hop beer. So I think that's why it's like more of a seasonal thing. Mm. So these in particular, these are Centennial and what's the other one? Centennial and Cascade. Centennial Cascade, which are kind of similar. You're going to get kind of like a grapefruity kind of flavor going on, kind of like a citrusy floral kind of thing. So yeah, going into the nose, yeah, that's it. It lives up to exactly what I just fucking mentioned.
And that's your second pour since we've grapefruit started this, too.
What was that?
This is your second pour since we've had started this show, dude.
Oh, yeah, my second one. Yeah. that's probably a good sign.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Roma's good, man. Like I said,
I like that color.
You get that grapefruit pith.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bit of that citrus. You get actually a decent amount of that kind of like malt backbone too.
You know that color kind of looks like it looks like a fall amber color or whatever. And
it's like a nice amber tinge. Yeah,
it looks like fall leaves, like when they turn brown and shit.
Usually when it's on the camera, it doesn't really get the color, but it looks exactly like this in real life. What you see in the camera, mm-hmm. It looks exactly like this. Yeah, little head, not much lacing. What's the percentage on this?
I like head.
Where are you? We all like it. We all love it. 6.8%.
Oh, that's a nice pour.
6.8%. Yeah, 6.8%.
Need some hair with some lacing these days. Why every beer you pour sounds sexual, Cody? Anyway, your mind the
cup. It's always a sexual experience with me and beer. Man.
Yeah. I noticed. Yeah.
If I'm in love with the beer, that's just the way it goes.
You gonna fuck that can later?
I'm sorry.
You gonna fuck?
Yeah, I might fuck this beer later. I don't know. Hey. We'll see.
I'm gonna put a nigga now. Oh boy.
So 6.8%, which is actually pretty high for just a straight up IPA. It's almost 7%.
Yeah.
Just got a little bit of alcohol volume on this bad boy right here. I'm going for the flavor right here. Yep. Yeah, that's a really good beer. It's not like it's not going for that. You know me and my I'm like the West Hope. What the fuck?
Part of the West Hope Foundation. Damn shit. I don't normally drink because I'm with the West Hope Foundation and we don't really bother in drinking and stuff. It's a great AA club. You should join it sometime, whatever, you know. So.
I cater towards like the West Coast IPAs, which like mm-hmm. have the hop blast in your face, like that real dank deep
mm-hmm.
Hop flavor goodness in your fucking face.
That gritty
abrasiveness, that bitterness, mm-hmm. motherfucker. This is really not that beer. This is more balanced. There's a nice amount of bitterness to it. Okay. Nice amount of bitterness. I like that fresh hop quality. You do taste a difference in, mm-hmm. It's not weird, but it does tastes fresher, if that makes sense. Like the hop quality is more like a I guess I kind of headed towards the grassy note I'm getting in here. It literally tastes like you're drinking something like freshly squeezed, like something like that, like a something fresh from the earth. Like it just happened, like this thing like just appeared, like it wasn't like fucking concocted. Like I'm literally just like they just poured the shit right now. I literally just made shit right now. That's what it tastes like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that quality. Like I said, it's also really balanced beer. Like that malt, sweet backbone, get a lot of those caramel tones, a little bit of toffee with the malt backbone there.
I love that color. That color is beautiful.
A great color, great pour.
It looked like a pumpkin well-balanced drink or something, like a pumpkin spice almost, type thing.
Which fits with, you know, with the whole fall, early winter season. Yeah, actually, yeah, man, this is a really nice fucking color.
It really is. It's a really
dude, you know, it's funny, actually. But looking at it now, it looks better in the camera.
does it really? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
That
way hold up like this? Yeah.
The camera, dude, I don't know what it is, but it's capturing something about it.
I mean, it looks nice in real life, too. Down that fucking camera, like, goddamn. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Fine as fuck. Celebration, goddamn.
Because you can see inside of it, you can see like a little bit of the darkness or whatever, but it also has like the lightness as well, and then the fog, and it's just like, I don't know what it is about that color, but that color is intoxicating.
Look at that. Yeah, especially when that light hits at a certain one.
Yeah. See how dark it is at the top and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. That looks nice. That looks very nice, man.
It's a really good fall drink, man.
Great fall drink. Now, which is funny because, you know, IPAs aren't really associated with fall or winter, but when you sip this, you're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because that's like the pininess in here is huge.
Looks like a root beer.
A lot of pine. It's not a whole lot this bad to say about this beer.
How much you pay for it?
I bought a 12 pack and it was cheap. Like, I forgot how much. Man,
like $20 maybe.
Do I have this? I bought a total wine. Let me see.
Oh, probably like $14.99.
Probably something like that. Hold on, let me see how much I pay for this shit. It's a celebration, bitches.
Celebration. I already forgot the name of the title. Oh, wait, what would we call it? It's real out here.
Yeah, it's real out here. So 12 pack. All right, you know what? I think it's justified given the price, at least given the what it is, it's fresh hot bill. It's $20 for a 12 pack, which I guess would be quote unquote pricey.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, given the type of beer this is, what went into it. No, I wouldn't say it's pricey at all. I think it's well priced. That range is perfect for me.
I'd pay $20 for that.
I said it's delicious pour. Yeah. While I do love this, I can't quite give it a last drop because it's not like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's not that, but what it's aiming for, it does it perfectly. It does it very well. So I'm going to give this a 3.5 for the celebration now. Delicious pour. You see it, grab it immediately. You won't be disappointed.
It sounds like a good everyday pour you could have, you know.
Absolutely, especially during the season. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I don't know. I'm thinking about to go get a case now. Shit, I don't know. It looks
I think you enjoy this. I think you see a little sixer or it's probably like a six pack. You need a whole 12. Yeah,
I got a six pack too. As well? Okay.
Yeah, I got sixers. Yeah. It's like $10. Yeah. So I would just I recommend it. I think you'll like this.
Yeah, I would spend $20 on that for a 12 pack. I mean, barely home the drink enough as it is, or whatever. But I guess a six pack would be better. Probably keep it at the office. I don't know what it is.
I'm doing this quite a bit. Yeah,
very intoxicating to me. It's captivating me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's seeing about his best beer. I don't think anybody could argue with that.
It might be they. Actually, it is their best beer. It's not really hard.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't. Yeah, this is easily the best beer for sure.
Yeah. It's nice to hear you talk about a fall beer that you actually enjoy too. Because
it's these fall beers, man. Jesus. You know the only like guaranteed good fall beers is Berman County.
Yeah,
it's the Nevada celebration. That's pretty much it.
Because usually around this time, people, if you're new to the show here or whatever, Cody don't really drink good beer around this time. No, let's just put it this way. November beer, when he comes around, this, or even October for that matter, they don't make that top five list usually.
Yeah, that's why I gravitated towards spirits during the colder months.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to hear you talk about an actual beer that you actually enjoy then or whatever.
Oh yeah, no, I'm glad I bought this. I'm glad I revisited. It's been so long since I had a celebration. And yeah, it's like boom, this is good. Like never left.
You think I'm sorry. You think you like it more now? Yeah. Do you think you like it more now compared to before when you used to drink it?
No, I would say it's about the same.
Okay.
I would say it's on par. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I only asked that because I figured your beer palate nowadays, whatever, is probably way more advanced now and shit. And before,
it is, but this still like what it's doing here. It knows it, man, the whole fresh hop thing they got going on, and it's winter. It's a wintry IPA, which really doesn't make a whole fucking lot of sense. When you drink it, you're like, oh yeah, this is okay, because it's like Christmas pininess.
Yeah,
it's like drinking a Christmas tree. So.
Drinking a Christmas tree that looks like a fall weather of November, but it looks like a pumpkin for October or whatever, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot to like about this beer, man. There's a lot to love about this beer. A lot.
You know, I was originally going to say he's probably going to give it a 3, but when you said 3.5, I said it's highly adjustable because Cody, as he said numerous times this year alone or whatever, he usually likes his West Coast IPAs a certain way or whatever. And for that to not be how he likes it or whatever, and him to give it that high, man, that's goddamn high rating. That's got to be an honorable mention on your top 10.
I think so. Yeah. This is
I mean, I love this beer, man. This is one of my favorite beers of all time. I love Sierra Nevada Silver. I love what they're doing with it. I love the seasonal thing they have going, man. And I got to get back to buying this every year when the time comes. Yeah, this is going to be in the rotation for sure next year. Yeah, easily. Yeah, I love this beer.
It's number 10 on your list. I'm picking your brain right now. I'm getting early, dude. Yeah. Getting early. Shit. People this year, we're doing the top 10. Yeah. So we're doing a top 10 best of them.
I can't sneeze at celebration on anybody's list, man. I'm not going to sneeze at that. Top five. I'm not going to say, oh, wait, that doesn't belong. No, I totally get it. I would totally get that.
Now, for the real journalist questions I got to ask you, was it better than that trifecta mezcal you had? Hard hitting journalist question. How could she beat the trifecta?
I forgot what that shit was called.
I don't even remember either. I know it was
Reality Helpful. I think it was called
bullshit.
Reality bullshit.
Yeah. You know, my lovely friend who I'm talking to these days, or whatever. She had some mezcal, I think last week or whatever, and after she listened to the episode, and she said, "Yeah, it tastes like shit. I don't know what it was." I said, "Well, we have a high influence on it." She said mezcal in October, not the thing. So mezcal in October just wasn't the thing this year. So, October is always a tricky month, people. When we was doing Halloween shit, it sucked. So
I tell you, man, I you know what I do, I cannot wait for next October. I don't know what the fuck gonna happen. I don't know what the fuck gonna do. But shit's gonna go down.
Redemption.
Something's
month.
Gonna happen.
That's what it is. It's either gonna suck or it's gonna fucking be great. I don't know.
I have no clue. No clue.
Yeah. Well, shit, people. He gave that 3-4. So let's run down. We didn't give a rating for Gotham Knights because I haven't finished it yet, so I can't rate that yet. Mm-hmm. So, but I gave it like 50-50 as far as I'm enjoying it, but not so much or whatever. Wakanda Forever, that got a fucking last drop / see it if you want, whatever. And then we went to the Lakers, they get a fuck it.
Lakers get ultimate fuck it.
Yeah, they get ultimate fuck it.
Mighty old fuck it.
A mighty old fuck this place, whatever. Yeah, I might fuck that building, fuck that team, fuck that coach, fuck the owners, fuck the players, fuck them fans too while you had it, dude. Then we got into Kings of Z's 3, that got a last drop. I mean, shit, that might be the highlight right there of everything we've reviewed so far. And then then Cody finished it off here with a 3.5 on some good beer there. So
yes, sir.
We got a lot of media this week, this episode. Shit.
Man, dude, we did the whole gamut. God damn, we got y'all a full ass show.
We gave you a full everything. Shit.
Damn, spoiled ass motherfuckers. God damn.
Filled up Thanos Infinity.
Man, shit. We don't have to record for the rest of the fucking year. We good.
Cody reviewed 2 things. I reviewed 2 things. And we both came together to talk about the Lakers quickly. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, we didn't.
Straight.
We don't need to talk about that no more. Man, come Thanksgiving, dude. I don't think we're getting any. I think it's over. Oh, man. We'll see come Christmas. How about that? We'll get back to that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's it. Damn, I can't believe we did that in almost an hour and some change here or whatever, but
that was impressive, man. That was I love that. That was a full ass episode full of content, all good talk, good reviews, good beer, good host.
If you like drinking, if you like movies, or if you like music or video games or sports, you got it all, baby.
All that shit. At all. I don't hear no fucking complaints.
Here, I'll wrap it up with some more sports, whatever. UFC 281 was last night, and we got 2 new champs. Israel lost, and Zaylee Wang, she won, recover her title back. So, damn, he's getting all kind of shit now. So, with that said, I guess we can leave now. We can go take naps.
Yes, so, I think our watch has ended, sir. I believe our watch has ended.
Yes. Our watch has come to an end now, here, sir.
Yes.
Our time has come to an end here, sir. Shit, let's talk about that Harry Potter game that I'm playing. Hogwarts Legacy. No, I watched the trailer for that this morning. I said, God damn, that looks good. I said, shit.
It actually looks good. I mean, despite all, you know, J.K. Rowling's crazy ass. But
yeah.
It's cool, though.
Yeah. Look, I'm trying to ignore her.
Yeah.
You can't, though, because she's pretty loud and vocal about it. But
she loud.
Yeah, yeah. Better, yeah. That's a loud ass Karen. loud ass Karen, shit.
The loud ass Karen.
Man, her fingers are like magic wands. They get the typing on that Twitter.
She's
and
one
shit.
Of those people. She's one of those people. Shut the fuck up. I like JK. Shut the fuck up.
It's like a secret society. There's like a Justice League of her, Kanye West, Kyrie Irving. They all hanging out. They all hanging out, yes. Going like, "What could we do next?"
The Legion of Doom.
She's the Vandal Savage of the group. She's just sitting there, just like, yes. Kyrie. I think Elon Musk just got invited to the group now, so he's there too. All right, we're gonna get out of here now. We done.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, we're getting out of here. You got your jokes in your last, so we're running out of time anyway. So with that said, people, thank you for listening to this week's episode. We'll be back next week for mixing and matching here.
Sir.
And then shit, keep on listening, tuning in, people. We always appreciate that. So
and if you don't listen, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off then. Fuck
I don't want you. Yeah. I don't want your fucking ears. Don't listen to my shit, Dan. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we're trying to unvirginize your ears, bitch. Yeah. You uneducated mouth breathers. Anyway. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JV.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry. Yeah, educated mouth breathers, you fucking heathens.